Alec, let's talk about today's topic. We're obviously talking about thoughts, feelings, actions, but let's look at scripture first.
Yes.
I'm sure you have a few scriptures prepped for us so we can see how scripture falls into being healthy and adding this to our everyday lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get the message across, how to actually join the dots and how to actually, what prerequisites you need to have in place for you to build off a foundation that is guaranteed to give you success. So I'll read 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for the correction of error and discipline in obedience and training in righteousness, in holy living and conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Perhaps you can read Ephesians 3:20 for us.
Sure.
Ephesians 3:20 says the following: Now to him who by, in consequence of, the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out the purposes, or the purpose to do super abundantly, far above, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond all highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams.
Yeah, and then I just want to finish it off with Jeremiah 17:10, which says, I, the Lord, search the mind, I try the heart, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. So I want to try and make it clear that your thoughts are the seed, are the beginning, and are critical. Then your purpose, which is your emotional attachment, your feelings, is what actually drives your beliefs and actually gets you to actually take action. So if we look at our thoughts, they create our beliefs, which form our values and dictate our behaviors and actions. And then just to go into purpose a little bit, it's an absolute fact that if you have a sense of purpose, it's directly associated with better physical and mental health. And the definition of purpose is an abiding intention to achieve a long-term goal that is both personally meaningful and makes a positive mark on the world. So that sort of is the intro and leads us into getting a better understanding of stress, and the fact that it's caused by a mismatch between your expectations and reality. So if you think about it, in all areas of your life, the stress that you're experiencing is the tension, in Afrikaans, spanning. It's the polarity difference between your expectations and reality. So if we use that as a starting point, we're saying, what do you think it will take to improve your health span? And there we're again talking about your physical activity and your nutrition. So how will you feel when you achieve your desired outcome? And what action will it actually take for you to achieve them? So I think the point I'm trying to get across is that a lot of people have this mismatch between what their purpose, their thoughts and their desires are for their health and for their well-being, and they've got this picture in their mind of what it will take them to get there, and the two are not aligned. So their thoughts around what it takes to be healthy and fit and to eat nutritiously is built up incorrectly into this mountain when it actually could be very different. So unless you have really sort of Olympic goals that you're setting yourself for your physical achievements and for your nutrition, it's always going to be a lot easier to achieve it than what you have created for yourself in your mind. So we need to get our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions aligned. You want to share your thoughts around that?
I think, Alec, for me, I'm just looking at the whole process. You think something, you feel something, you act on it.
Yes.
But for me, I actually think it's more like you think what you need to do and you need to act on it to get that positive feeling towards it. So that for me is, it's more about, it's a long-term thing. It's not instant. It's not going to happen right now.
Yeah.
You need to get your expectations, like you say. You talk about an Olympic goal. It's relative to everybody. From a couch potato, an Olympic goal is a park run on a Friday, for example. For an ordinary runner, a 10, 21-kilometer runner, a marathon is their Olympic goal. So I think also over here, in terms of expectations, it's about putting that expectation a little bit outside of your current
comfort zone.
So don't aim for the 10-kilometer run yet, or the 70-kilometer, the marathon cycle as of yet. Get onto that fun ride, get into that group and that. But for me, it's more about thinking that you are able to do it, first of all. It is possible to get going. You can see around other people, they are doing it. And if they can do it, you also can get that fitness around it. And then taking the action. And then that feeling of, you know what, I'm working towards that desired outcome of getting in shape, eating better, getting fitter.
Yeah. It's about coming up with an appropriate plan to achieve your desired outcome. And everybody's outcome and desired outcome is different. So you're not trying to compare yourself to others, you're trying to compare yourself to who you were yesterday. And if you're if where you are at now is not where you desire to be, then your current actions are not aligned with your thoughts. So you've got a mismatch between reality, because I'm not currently in the greatest shape. I want to be in a better health, and I know I can improve my nutrition, I can improve my exercise, my physical activity, and my training. So you've got this mismatch between the reality of where you are today, which is a consequence of your actions and habits and behaviors that you've been doing up till today, and your desired outcome and your behaviors and your habitual actions that you've been doing are not aligned. And the trick there is to actually have a clear, definite purpose in mind, which gives you what you need to be able to think, feel, and change your actions today so that you have a better tomorrow.
You also talk about having gifts and desires and talents, and that obviously will also complement the purpose that you have been given in life. And that is where you can use those skills and those talents to equip you as well, to get your thoughts in line, to get your actions and your feelings all aligned in order to live out that unique purpose.
Yeah. So one of the things we've said before is just to simply think, is what I'm doing now beneficial or detrimental to me and to others? And it needs to be beneficial to you and to others. So your passion and your purpose need to be a aligned to achieving your desired outcome? And if they are, then you are making progress towards that outcome. And if they're not, well, then you know what you need to do to change it. So, you know, how do you think you will feel if you are achieving or working towards achieving your purpose and progressing towards it? Because, you know, you were created to achieve your unique purpose, and you've been gifted with those desires, talents and skills, your abilities, and you've been charged to put them to the best use to glorify God and to serve others. So if that is in place, that foundation is in place, it makes it really so much easier to actually execute the plan. So the picture that you've got in your mind of what you need to do to achieve your outcome is probably wrong. You probably built it up into a lot more difficult.
Like than, an Everest instead of just a walk up a hill,
yeah,
for example.
Exactly. So, you know, if you align them, and that's where, you know, we've spoken around this before, but your thoughts, your feelings and your actions need to be aligned with each other. And if what we're saying now is that if they are out of alignment, then you need to realize that you're not going to achieve the desired outcome. And if they are, then you are working towards it. And, you know, we need to work from being good to being better to being best. And, I've got a really nice sort of definition of best. The B stands for belief. So you really need to trust your training. And the E stands for enjoyment. You need to have an attitude of gratitude. And then the S stands for self-talk. So it needs to be simple and positive, and it needs to be focused on the present. And then the T is for toughness. You need to be mentally positive under adverse circumstances. And that will help you to actually bring out the best in yourself and in others.
Great, great acronym. Thank you so much, Alec. Wow, I think I feel like our time has flown today. Those scriptures again that we were discussing and we started today's show with or discussion is in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 and 17, Ephesians 3 verse 20 and Jeremiah 17 verse 10. Aligning your thoughts, your feelings and your actions. Thank you so much, Alec. We'll be in studio again next week.
Pleasure. And don't skip on Jim, eh?
No skipping on Jim, not at all. I'm sure Stephen's going to make sure that I maybe join him or so.
Great stuff.
Thank you so much.